This is Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull on your radio, ABC Sport Digital, and on the ABC Listen app.
It falls to Villani. Villani goes down the ground. What a hit. It sticks from Elise Villani and says, I'm not hanging around here. I'm going to butt you straight back over your head and bring up the win. And the Hurricanes camp, high fives all round.
The Hobart Hurricanes with another good win over the Scorchers last night. So they've had an interesting week, dropping a couple of games back in the winner's circle, and a player who can tell us not only all about that, but she's another of the storylines from the mega auction in the Women's Premier League during the week. Nick Carey, great to have you on board Summer Grandstand, and well done last night. You needed to jump back in the winner's circle and you got the job done.
Yeah, well, thanks for having me. As you mentioned, we sort of dropped those couple of games prior to last night. So it was nice to get back on the board with a win. And I guess after that first half, it wasn't our best first half of cricket, but to see the girls chase that down, and Nat in particular was amazing for us, and Danny, who's been rock solid at the top as well. So it was a pleasing win in the end.
Yeah, the English hyphens doing the job for you, and 187, no small target to run down. So getting the job done inside the last over. Before we talk about your personal story of the week and obviously your career with getting a chance in the WPL, just to spend a bit of time on this Hurricanes unit, which squeezed into the final last year but had some real momentum in the spring challenge pre-WBBL. How important has that proved to be for this season?
I think the Spring Challenge is a good... prior to having the Spring Challenge, we probably didn't get that many games of T20 before leading into the Big Bash. It was always the WNCL 50-over stuff. So it's actually been really nice to get a few games of T20 and sort of, different girls can try different roles within that tournament as well. And it's a really good opportunity to get some of our younger girls who perhaps don't get as many games throughout the actual season, get some game time into them. So I actually do think it does prove to be quite a handy little lead into the WBBL, and it's coming off well so far for us.
So, what's working? You're winning games. What's been the key in your eye? And I say that across a number of seasons. You're very experienced, having, of course, been at the Thunder even before you played for the Hurricanes. So, you know what it takes to sort of get momentum going and to get combinations working in T20 cricket.
Yeah, I mean, T20 is such a funny game, isn't it? But I think what's working for us is, I think different people have had to step up at different times, and you know, sometimes we've not been quite on with the ball, but we've lifted with the bat and vice versa as well. So it's sort of, we probably haven't put together this, that sort of perfect game, which is pretty hard to do, but we almost haven't put two halves of cricket together to get that nice game that we're looking for. But it's nice to see that different people are stepping up at different times for us, and it's, it's helping us in the win column.
I'm loath to make predictions because of the unpredictable nature of this competition, but I sense we almost get a final before a final, because the Stars had another win yesterday. It's 1-2 when you play in your next game. If you win that, you pretty much lock away top spot.
Yeah, I didn't know that. It's such an interesting tournament. Like, the top three or four, it's probably quite tight there, and there's teams that are sort of a couple of games behind as well, and the Stars are a game behind, so it's nice that we get to play them. They obviously got the better of us when we were in Melbourne the other day, and they've got a really good squad, as you've seen. They've been excellent throughout this tournament, so it's a really good chance for us to sort of step up against one of the better teams in the competition. And we would love to secure finals and whatnot, so hopefully. You know, there's two games left in the regular season, and it'd be great if we could win both of those and put ourselves in a really nice position on the ladder.
And as soon as I asked that question, of course, the maths is there that there are other scenarios, but I'll put it this way. At the moment, with the Hurricanes with two to play, you're 1 point ahead of the Stars. They have three to play, so if you are to beat the Stars, you get that gap of 3 points, which would mean that, you control fate and they'd have to win their next couple to get past you. You're hearing from Nicola Carey on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport with Quentin Hull, live from the final round of the Australian PGA here at Raw Queensland. Nick, let's talk about your Thursday night slash Friday morning. I've enjoyed the weekend catching up with a couple of players who got picked up in the auction, the likes of Millie Illingworth and Lucy Hamilton. Now, did you actually, were you awake when your fate was decided in the auction?
No, I didn't watch the auction, and I don't know where I came up in it, but I imagine it was probably somewhere towards the end. So, I didn't know anything about it until I randomly woke up at about 4:30 in the morning, and I looked at my phone, and I had a couple of messages, one from the coach of the Mumbai Indians, who I worked with at the 100, and one from Kristen Beams as well, who's obviously from Tasmania, and she was over in the 100 as well. So it was kind of nice to see that. I didn't get much sleep after that because I was a bit, like, shocked, to be honest, but it's a really cool opportunity. I've obviously never been over there before, and I've heard heaps about it, so yeah, I'm really excited about what that could look like.
You've had to make some tough decisions around the direction of your career in the last couple of years. I mean, you're 32 years of age now with a really good bank of Australian representative cricket behind you, but you made the choice to not be on the central contract list, but now you get your chance to play in India. Is this kind of the fruition of those tough decisions?
I guess maybe. Like, I guess at the time when I made that decision, it was honestly just about playing more games of cricket, and at that point in time for me, it was playing, you know, games of WNCL for Tasmania, and obviously Big Bash cricket as well. So that was purely a decision, and I guess sort of the rest of it sort of just, I guess, happened off the back of that. It's been nice, like, playing more games. I feel like I've been able to develop my game a little bit more and put a bit more into it, which was what I wanted to do at the end of the day. It wasn't so I could go and get these opportunities, but I guess it's just something that sort of popped up along the way, and I'm really happy with that decision, and you know, whatever comes from that is absolutely amazing. But I'm also really happy doing what I'm doing for Tasmania, and if these opportunities never came, I'd still be happy, but it's obviously a nice little bonus when these things pop up.
So going to play for the Mumbai Indians, you dropped a couple of names that you've got some connections there, and of course Millie Illingworth is the other Australian who's a first time Women's Premier League player who's going to be playing in your squad. So what do you know about the team and your teammates?
I know a few of them. Like, I was lucky enough to play with Harmanpreet Kaur back in my Thunder days, and obviously here with Nat Siverbrunt, and I've played with Shabnam Ishmael and Hayley Matthews as well. And I've only met Millie once, but I've heard great things about Millie, and obviously I've seen what she can do on the cricket field, which she's pretty unique with what she can bring to a team. So I know a few of them, which is always nice when you're going into a new environment. So, it should be good. The squad's looking very, very good, to be honest. So it should be a lot of fun over there.
Nicola Carey is our guest on Summer Grandstand on ABC Sport. Now, obviously, it's different to the WBBL and the 100. So, but you've been a part of these tournaments now that sort of move around and things can happen pretty quickly. And I'm assuming you've learned a bit, particularly from those two seasons in the 100. Is that more of what it's like going overseas to play in a tournament with this WPL rather than sort of the comfort of home and, you know, that you know Australian domestic cricket so well?
Yeah, it's always, you know, when you go into someone else's tournament overseas, it's always a little bit different. Like you said, you don't have your home comforts, and India is quite unique in itself. Obviously the culture over there is very different, but it's a really cool experience. I've heard it's a pretty full-on tournament. They obviously love their cricket over there, and everyone sort of wants a piece of all the quality players that head over there, which is only fair. And I'm really excited. I think it'll be very different to probably the 100 and the Big Bash for sure. I think it's a very unique tournament. So I'm ready for whatever it throws at us, and hopefully it's a good month over there.
And I say this with the respect of how consistent you have been. You've continued to play good cricket for a long time. Is there something that is happening in your game now that is giving you this extra level of opportunity, or is it just a matter of you've been able to grab attention and get a gig?
I don't know. I think it's probably, like, I've had a chance to sort of work on my game a little bit over the last couple of years, and spent a lot of time with our batting coach down here, Graham Began, and he's been really helpful for me. I guess you sort of got to work out how you want to go about your cricket. T20 you can find yourself in so many different situations, and I guess you've got to work out how you want to go about your game in this format, and it looks different for everyone. And I think I've sort of figured out slowly over the years what works for me and how best to go about it. And I think that's sort of perhaps where a bit of the consistency is coming from. And, you know, I'm also surrounded by some really good players as well, which also helps. So, you know, I'm not always performing, and other people are stepping up at different times. So I guess that's the beauty of being in a team sport.
And again, with respect, it's a bit out of sight, out of mind at times down there. But we know that the men took the BBL by storm last season. So the chances there for the double, Nick, no pressure. But who would have thought that, you know, both BBL titles could end up in purple? What's going on down there? What are you doing that's seeing these two teams do so well?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I was there when the boys won the final, the beginning of this year, and that was unbelievable. They had an unbelievable tournament. It was really cool to see that unfold. And naturally, playing for the Hurricanes as well, you're sort of like, geez, I'd love to get a bit of that, like the excitement around the group. And it's sort of, yeah, there's a really good feeling around our group. I think, you know, I know like Sal and Dom and Jude and everyone have done a really good job in terms of recruitment for our squad. We've got a core group of players that we've had around for a little bit now, and we've brought in some top-end talent from overseas, which is what you want to do with those slots. So they've come over, they've performed for us, and everyone's sort of gelling at the moment. So, yeah, like we're tracking really well, but, you know, we'd be silly to think that it's just we can cruise from here. There's obviously so many good teams, so we've got to keep going. We've definitely got heaps of room for improvement. So, yeah, if we can sort of improve a little bit on what we're doing, then I'm really excited for what this team can do at the back end.
And, of course, there's a lot of you that were around in that incredibly successful period in the WNCL and 50-over cricket. So as a part of that at WNCL experience now, sort of running through the veins of this group, seems that you've got yourself into a position where you're challenging for a title?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we've got a few people that cross over between our WNCL team and the Hurricanes, and our coaching staff is the same as well. So you're sort of getting a lot of similar messaging, which is nice, the consistency. And, you know, girls are getting more games under their belt each year and, I guess, developing their game and how they want to go about it, you know, as we go along. So it's been nice to have sort of similar group. And then you sort of add people here and there that add to your group as well. And, yeah, the people that we've brought in have really complemented what we already had. So I'm sure there is, yeah, it's really nice having that sort of consistency piece. And I think that is quite helpful for our group.
Well done last night, and a wholehearted congratulations on getting the opportunity to play in the Women's Premier League for the first time. Nicola, it seems that you are getting to the best of your cricket. Who knows? They might say, are you serious? Don't you want another Australian contract sometime soon? have you totally closed the book on that, by the way?
Oh, look, to be honest, I don't really give it much thought. You know, they're obviously a quality side, and they've got some amazing players in that team, and they do very well. So it's honestly not something I think about. I'm very happy doing what I'm doing. So, I don't give it too much thought.
Well, good luck against Stars and Strikers in next two before we get to the finals. You've only got those two games left, and appreciate your time on this Sunday.
No worries. Thanks for having me.